Okay, the community don't come back again with another episode of Football Africa podcast. My name Nasawadinu, and as I always talk out, if one man cook for community, the food go finish 2 seconds. But if community cook for you, my brother, you know go fit chop. The community don't gather again to cook better football jollof for all of una. And of course, like you take note, you fit download and stream our every episode of our podcast for every streaming platform, YouTube and the rest of them. And make you make sure say you they like, you they share, you they comment, you they subscribe. And that way now we take grow the community. For the community today, I get Uzo, I get Kingsley, and I get Warit. We're also there here with us. We're making debut for the community hangout today. Voila, Uzo. Don't come to tear shirt today. What will they talk about today? Now, the Eyimba jersey issue for the AFL. Arguably, this African Football League now like the biggest competition where Eyimba don't participate in terms of prize money. Arguably, now the biggest ever. Now like our own Africa version of Super League. And then we see what it happened for Eyimba. First of all, they play for Uyo, first leg. Stadium no full. Very empty. A lot of excuses. But when they ask question, say Nigerian teams, they do enough to market their games. The last time out, we talk about Sporting Lagos. If you go their games, even before their games, their awareness, they mad and massive. Eyimba get a game of that magnitude, a game that was worth $1 million. Potentially, it will increase if they progress. They don't advertise that game. I mean, some people don't even know. And then, the jersey issue. We happen. We will talk about all of those ones, as well as match day 5 results from the NPFL. We get some games also today for the Nigerian Premier Football League. Like I say, my name is Nasawadinu, and straight up, may the community enter the matter. Warit, welcome to the community hangout. How you doing?
Everybody, all right, and I salute you to all my colleagues with you.
Well, this way they talk like CVG together.
They talk like you. They talk like
you. They fear?
I don't fear.
You don't fear?
Yeah, I think
how
a fast? Lot.
How many? You watched the Eyimba match?
I saw a little bit of the second leg.
The second leg, not the first leg. Yeah. All right. Kingsley, how far?
Very fine, thank you. Sawa, good to be here one more time. Mm-hmm. So glad. I saw the Eyimba game. And the result, not what we expected, but I know we'll still go deep down.
Not
into
what
it.
We expected. Not I expected the result.
No.
I heavily expected
the
result.
Everybody expected
the result. I did not go on radio to say Eyimba might qualify from the first day.
Good.
I said Eyimba would not make it.
Okay.
And it wasn't Bad Belle.
Yeah.
Because it is normal, and so it
will
be.
They will not make it in the area of not qualifying to the next stage. Do you understand?
Yes.
But however, what I mean, not the respected, the result we expected in the first leg, playing at home.
Yeah.
We expected better than losing in the first leg. And I'm sure you would have also been on that same side of the table.
I didn't expect them to win, sincerely.
Oh, no. I expected worst case scenario. The worst thing that was going to happen in that game. Yes,
I didn't expect them to win. I expected maybe a draw, but I didn't expect them to win in over 2 legs.
Sadly, we lost. Penalty. Carelessness of the goalkeeper, defense line, and everything. Yeah. But again, it's part of football. In football, errors would come. When there's an error on the pitch and a very good opponent capitalizes on that error, they get their goal. Remember, we had this argument on this table sometime back when we were talking about the Nations Cup.
Yeah.
And we said that a very good team look forward to scoring first ahead of you. And the moment they do that, they lock
they
up shop.
Lock up.
And that was what those guys did that day. And
no
they took
wahala.
The second leg to Casablanca.
No wahala. Uzo, how far? You see the Eyimba game, Abi?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. And I was not surprised. I was expecting that result. And I got what I was expecting. So, I know they're surprised. For a team that is not prepared for...
The continent.
You expect less and you get less. So, that's it. So... I'm not surprised.
Okay, the results, in case you don't know, Eyimba lose for Aba 1-0 and Eyimba go lose for Morocco 3-0 to come out on aggregate 4-0. That match, they worth $1 million. That quarterfinal, for playing at that quarterfinal level alone, it they worth $1 million. You think Eyimba take that match seriously?
First of all, the club itself Can the camera face me well, I beg? Producer, go let me this camera face me well. Mm-hmm. The club itself is not serious. Mm-hmm. As a body, they are not serious. They are not ready. Because if you are ready, you can't tell me with the exchange rate we are seeing now in our country, a tournament that is worth $1 million.
That's a billion naira.
Over a billion naira. Mm. And you know that your funding comes from state government, mostly. And you see an avenue for you to cash out, make out money, so that you'll be on your own, you'll be financially stable to an extent. And you could not even do anything about it. You just took it casually, like a normal thing we normally do in our country.
No advert, no hype.
I was talking to somebody before we came in now. Like, that match, I can bet you, like, majority of the football fans in Nigeria,
they're not aware.
See, majority of the football fans for this country don't really know about that game. No talk of people where they will you there. Majority of people where this country don't really know that. No saying but one play match that day. They don't really know. This should tell you how we not to take football serious for this country again. Like how some people need to lose their jobs.
And we don't know, say this AFL goes since last year, I think November.
They give them enough time, they already know.
So before you can actually have a lot of fans coming to the stadium, you have done the right things. And
if like what?
Like effective marketing, like promote your matches. Let's through the various channels. You have a lot of means that you can actually show that this Saturday game will happen. Even though you are not playing at your stadium, you know that your stadium is not up to standard, and you went to another venue. You know you. The distance from about to you, I check it about around.
If the road is good,
1 hour 45 minutes.
You can do it in less than that.
What are we even saying? Less than that. What are we even saying? Sawa. Why is Eimba Stadium not up to standard? Is it my fault? Is it our fault on this podcast?
Presently, the Eimba Stadium is undergoing renovation. And CAF did not approve it.
Under how many years? When they do that pitch.
Okay.
I think one of the first hybrid pitches.
Not the pitch alone.
Yeah.
The structure is also undergoing renovation.
Okay.
Again, if you also look at it from this angle, Rivers United also played on the continent recently. Where did they play their games?
They played at home now. They
played
at home.
Rivers played one of their games in Uyo now. Am I out of order?
No, the group stage now they are going to play at Uyo. They play.
So why are they not playing in Port Harcourt? Because there is a standard.
The Adokia Mias Emeka Stadium pitch is a mess.
Good. I'm not making excuses 100%.
You are making excuses. You are already making excuses.
The truth is this.
Did Eimba do enough to market that?
They did not. Okay. Yes, admitted. Eimba did not do enough for that. Do you understand? But again, we should not just water down everything they did. You and I in Lagos, we had an eye on that game. A lot of people outside Uyo had an eye. Part of the problem was this. First-hand information that I also got, there were a lot of fans outside the stadium who wanted to come in, but they were not ready to pay.
Yes.
Should everything come for free?
One of my colleagues, Dockers, I think she put out a tweet. She said, people there outside stadium, but they don't want to pay coming. And that, now because of the mentality, what would they say? If I talk about Sporting Lagos, then I say they market Sporting Lagos.
True, sir.
Fans, they pay to come watch the games. Nigerian fans are ready to pay. But now how you take selling
yourself?
Did Eimba sell the match?
Eimba did not sell enough. That is admitted. But at the same time, it does not mean we should water down what they have done.
What have they done?
Eimba is representing the country here. Mm-hmm. Not just Eimba as a club itself. Yeah. They are also selling the brand of Nigeria out there too. If Eimba was not doing enough, then what is the NFF also doing? That is your brand. Let's be realistic here.
Okay.
I'm not making saying
the
that.
So the NFF supposed to step in at
some
point.
They should step in too.
To do what
is that
exactly?
How Egyptian FA is stepping in for their
you are
for
not what? In Egypt.
Is that
you are not in Egypt?
That's what you I'm asking you. You should know now. Is that how Egyptian FA are also stepping in for their
the
own
social
website?
Media has made the world a global village. If you go to the social media, you will see it as the club is tweeting, even their FAs too are also talking about the games.
I think I quite agree with what you say, because if you are looking at the EPL that we all look like, the top leagues that we all look like today, they have something that are good to sell. On a normal scenario, if you go to a market, when the buyer wants to buy something from the seller actually have something that he has to offer, something that is attractable.
Mm-hmm.
And if the seller has it, the buyer goes to get it.
So what would Eimba have done in that circumstance?
They should have engaged a lot of, by promoting the games, which no doubt the NPFL...
Fan mobilization.
Are you blaming the league management about the fact that fans did not come in Are you also blaming the league management board that the fans did not come?
Don't get us. Don't get
management
us wrong.
That refused don't to get
us wrong. Amadou Funa watched the Niger Super 8.
I did. I saw the Niger Super 8. Yeah. Like, I saw almost all the games.
You see how fans turn out.
Yes.
Excellent.
You don't say fans pay money, come watch those games.
I told you that I saw all the games.
Fans pay money, come watch those games.
I paid all through.
Wait, so why fans pay money, come watch pre-season tournaments?
Okay.
Good.
And not pay money, come watch pre-season tournaments.
Yes, sir.
Then when it can't reach a game, AFL game, Super League game,
they are not ready
to 1
pay.
Billion Naira game,
yeah.
They are not ready to pay the same set of fans.
Sawa. First of all, don't say 100% the same set of fans.
The same set of fans,
Two different locations.
We do pre-season. We do that NPFA Super 8 for Eket.
Yes.
We do it for Eket. Yes. And fans still came to the stadium.
Fine. That is fine. But not in Uyo Stadium. Eket Stadium is a smaller stadium. They are in two different locations. Again, hold on. When the Super 8 took place, the Super 8 was the best of the best we had in the land coming for that competition. It was a community, just like we are here now too. We're a community. When one person cook for community go chop and finish. But if community cook for one person, enough you chop and finish. It was a combined effort of all the clubs that played then. The marketing was just not strictly one club.
It was the organizer that did the marketing.
The moment they qualified from Eket, they were talking about it. They were coming back again to Lagos. Let me clear something. Remember, barely 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Yeah. The Super 6 just finished.
Yeah.
Do you understand? The vibe, the electric atmosphere that everybody enjoyed during the Super 6, they wanted to see a replication of that in Super 8. That was another factor that contributed to it, making the Super 8 excellent, apart from the organizers too. That's why I'm saying it's a combined effort, not just one man show.
All right, fine.
You don't want to finish. Now, when we're off air, before we came on now, I was talking to somebody outside here. He was telling me about these guys. What's their name? Simba.
Yeah.
That they played Tanzania. Outside Tanzania. And they sold out the stadium. Over 50,000 people came to watch that game.
Yeah. And they played outside their Tanzania. Country.
Yes. Not inside Tanzania. Yes. Outside Tanzania. They sold
and they sold out the stadium.
So
if it could happen for a club to go outside their country to play
and
sell out the stadium.
So why can't we sell out?
And you are here blaming the LMC.
Don't get me wrong, guys. Listen to me clearly and get me. I'm saying it's a combined effort. You asked, did Enyimba sell well? I said no, outrightly. You asked Waris, what would Enyimba have done separately to have at least filled the stadium? I said fan mobilization, which is what we are talking about here now. Enyimba got it wrong.
So
don't get me wrong.
Get my English right. Speak pidgin. One now marketing. One now mobilization.
Was the competition well marketed here? No.
By
what
who?
Then? Now, if the marketing was not well done,
who supposed marketer?
Then, Enyimba, what role would they have played? At least to increase the fan base in the stadium. Mobilization. There should have been proper mobilization of the fans.
Make we even come out from this one. Fans, no full stadium and all of that. We'll talk about this innocent mistake.
Jesse.
This disgraceful, shameful, and innocent mistake.
Thank you.
Enyimba Toxi, for the excuse where we hear, I'm not sure if I see that from the official this thing, but I don't see the excuse everywhere. Yeah. See, then register this guy as number 5.
Yeah.
They come find out, say, now number 3. 90, the organizers, they are list. So they need to change up to number 3. Now, all that needed to be done was just to get Enyimba Jesse, carry and go a printing press or machine. And just hit and bring him out.
His name will come out.
How come? Because I know say match day squad, they come out at least 1 hour before kickoff.
Starting lineup,
they come out at least 1 hour. So if you get this misunderstanding, I want to believe that worst case scenario, your attention was called to this 1 hour before the game. Now, our stadium, I always talk about, our stadium, not just football, we can't play there.
Yes.
How come we don't get any place for inside stadium, a sports stadium, where you feel print jersey?
Buy jersey.
The same thing when they happen. You don't feel buy jersey.
True.
Club jerseys for their club stadium.
I agree.
You don't fit anywhere for the Uyo, as magnificent as that stadium is.
Yes.
No place to just carry a Imba jersey, go print a standard number with a name, innocent. They carry chalk or paint.
They use paint.
Kano Wanko. See. Innocent. Three, chalk and paint. At least in 1 hour. Even if they don't get that for stadium, in the whole of Uyo, you want them to say nobody. They sell jersey for Naija to carry this nonsense display. I beg, somebody just defend them. May one of them defend this thing for me. Make
I but before no, I, no, sir, no, sir,
where
sorry,
those are start?
Before we go talk anything, this guy now, must he play this match?
Now the coach go answer that question.
Because I see no reason, like there's no justification for this guy playing. And I'm still surprised that up till now, somebody has not lost his job or somebody has not been suspended.
No, forget the lost job, forget the suspension. It didn't happen for Nigeria.
So that's why it will continue to happen in our league. That's why we'll continue to experience embarrassment like this.
Mediocrity.
Because there is no standard. Anything goes. First of all, we were in a group chat and we were having this argument about somebody handling this club. Can Nwankwo handling this club? I've always said it. You can't give what you don't have. I will continue to emphasize on it. I will continue to talk camp. You can't give what you don't have.
Wait, what do you mean? Say, can Nwankwo never reach to handle this club? What do you mean, rule now? Is it man, chairman or what?
Club chairman.
Okay. He cannot. He has never and he will never be able to do it.
He was the owner of Papilo FC.
And what happened to Papilo FC?
Okay,
that's why you should look at people's CV before you give them job. Football has gone beyond settling people with it. Like, because I'm close to this person, I use this one, take settle me.
So you feel settlement. Now settlement.
Yes. Because he doesn't have the pedigree
to run.
You
can say it with your full chest. Say that settlement. Settlement on what ground?
It's not based on merit.
It's not based on merit. Because if you are looking at merit, Kano has no place in managing a club as big as Aimba. Because you give people job because of what they have achieved before now. Make I finish.
Okay, finish.
Because this thing, they vex me. This thing is a national embarrassment. If you say, Nigerian League, no one talk about it, I will talk about it.
Go ahead, we are all talking about it.
Now, you do not give people jobs because you are close to them or because they are ex-internationals, not minding if they watch the job, if they are capable or not, or because they played for the Super Eagles of Nigeria, you can give them
they
a job,
football people.
Or because you and them have this personal relationship, or because they campaign for you.
I mean, here they bring out Edu profile, that is the current sporting director of Arsenal.
Yes, because that is the same argument we're having on the group chat. So somebody was trying to tell me, Kingsley was trying to tell me, what of Edu? No, I just started giving you Edu's CV.
Why he was made?
You are mixing it up.
How am I mixing it up?
On that group chat, all of us will be part of that group. He said, name ex internationals we play for Man U, Arsenal, Liverpool, where they into management. Now, wait till you talk with
us. Yes, we are having an argument
and
about
it. And I point them out.
Yeah, but then when you point out Edu, he can give you a background
of CV.
How Edu grow.
Yes.
So that's now why they don't say Kano Wanko never reached to manage Eimba as chairman.
This Kano we are talking about now, had a club. Where are they now?
Now, can you be first person where get club?
You don't justify mistakes. Justify rubbish. Don't justify rubbish.
A lot of successful businesses today, go and check their background.
Yeah.
There is a lot of fall and rise fall. They learn from their mistakes. Yes, this is an appointment. Kano did not apply for this job, but the state government looked at it and said, okay, I think the direction in which this club is moving, we are not okay with the level of progress. There's a standard all of us expect from an Eimba team.
From 1999 to 2023, Eimba is the most successful team in the country.
After that success is as if it's dwindling, true or false.
Really, they just won the league last season.
Apart from that now, apart from that
for
league.
For the ninth time.
Apart from that league, no.
Before they won like 21 before, title.
My only problem with Daniel Siakam was the fact that he's not making anybody's bet right. Aside from that,
moved into national, as in FA now. You understand? He's one of the
vice president.
The moment he moved into that position, now his concentration in Enyimba started dropping. And really? We can see it, yes.
Okay.
We can see it. Now, the new government came in and looked at this and said, okay, you know what? We want you to have your maximum concentration where you are. Mm-hmm. You've done more than enough. This is not your property. It is for the people of this state. Let us get somebody else to run it. Kanu, if on your CV, by your own standard and assessment, you think Kanu not be the right person, we're supposed to take that job. Again, this is what I'm saying. We have all been clamoring for ex-internationals to come back home.
I know they're giving
their support. Listen, make her talk clearly here.
I need a clamor for ex-internationals to come take over jobs. I need a clamor for people we merit them.
Give them a job.
Say you play football. No, say you go be good at
But say you play football. No mean say you know also know if you take the job.
I agree. Good. I agree. Say you play football. No mean say you know. But then you need to be a good. See, no disrespect.
Thank you.
JJ was Delta State FA chairman.
Yes.
I don't know what is sub for Delta State. But me and you now know if they and I beat our chest, say, oh boy, when did they be
Delta State chairman? Say, well.
Didn't do this, why didn't blow our mind?
True.
You understand?
True.
George Weah, now president of the of Liberia. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So, and then they tell you, say, ex-footballers know if you become, hey, do they do well with Arsenal?
Because he learns the job.
So,
if you
be ex-international, you can't train yourself. Say, you love Fijano. Mike Emenalo. Now, ex-international.
Yes.
These ones are excellent. You know why? They take time to grow.
One.
Do you understand?
They don't go, they follow position up and down.
They don't just come based on, say, I be ex-international.
You know,
why our stadiums need to get business hubs?
So, now part of that mentality.
Because, like,
now part of that management mentality where they talk now, too.
And this thing. Why are
we going to get that? We blame person now where they manage club. Say, you know, get the training. The people will get the club too. If they step to being get that training, they will set all these things up.
So
it's as simple as that. Make a point. If this issue, we they blame the club. Mm-hmm. Yes, the club supposed they blame. The management supposed they blame. Mm-hmm. The coach will feel this player. He not see this jersey before he put the player for pitch. CAF management, CAF authorities, where they on ground, CAF commissioner, where vet the jerseys before they get on the pitch. Why did they allow this?
No, the CAF owner just making C number for the back. Nothing concerning CAF.
But for them, it's okay. That's what I'm saying. But for them, it's okay.
C number for the back.
Then if C number is what the rule says, then let's move on. It's not right to happen.
If you defend things like this, you know, actually good for our league. Because recently, I think it was match day four where Lobistas and Abia Warriors play. Mm. We had a certain Abia Warriors player had something like this, but that one he actually pasted the coins number.
Put on those top.
Those things are not actually.
It's because we don't have standards.
Look at before the match, before you can actually go for your match, you should have prepared that the team secretary or who is chairman of the jersey to have taken a lot of things that. Are this jersey in proper place? We the numbers. I saw it in this game against why that? Before the match starts, like Sawas talk, say in a stadium, guys get
business
centers. Yes, and all those things.
Look at Wembley. Until you have that business mindset that if you are running a sport, the business aspect is supposed to take
you. Because
in Nigeria, most everything where they do, and just for recreation.
Yes.
When they look at the business angle, basically for big money to come into the stadium.
Yeah.
Apart from even pressing centers, if you get a place where person feel just come relax,
just chill, drink,
and those type of thing will make money for the
stadium
and for the people going it. Mm. And if you generate a lot. You are looking at, apart from that, you generate a tax for even for the government to actually run the country.
Yeah.
Keep
money.
The stadium
alive. I think what you talk. He just make something very profound. Say for Nigeria, we look at sports basically as recreation. We need to look at the business angle. Because I don't talk this thing a billion times. I don't know why our stadiums, majority of our stadiums, and I've been to so many stadiums in this country. So many.
Just come
understand?
Just come and play football and go home.
Now, only football, they happen for our stadium.
Because
apart from, the one where they even walk again, National Stadium, where they even walk again, now they're in a death trap.
Yes.
That make a talk, I'm out here, and in a death trap. But at least now, Surulere, where you get some clubs, you get, by clubs, I mean, like Bear Palo and all of that.
Yes.
You get where they say JC and all of this. You get those activities around.
Going on
majority
there.
Of our stadium, now just desert.
True.
The only thing where they happen there, now football.
After football.
Now, when
they
get
the
football
gates.
Match, then people will go and gather, come maybe sell flags, sell all those things. Check out all the stadiums for the world. Check out the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. They will tell you how many restaurants, how many pubs did the stadium.
Yeah.
How many this one, how many that one.
True.
Imagine, say, for a stadium where they say the major thing where they do there now to play football.
Mm.
You know, get where did they sell Jesse or print Jesse number on Jesse.
Very
just
bad.
Like within Warwick talk.
Very bad.
When they think of sports as recreation, when they think of them as business. And I don't think, say, we don't, they ready. For the business angle. As we wrap this up, by the way, we'll just tell you a little bit of the result of the AFL and teams that don't progress. You know, but as we wrap this up, I remember one question we Uzo asked. Say whether Namor say innocent supposed to play this match. I understand say coaches they get their first and second 11 and players where they want. But I see one tweet somewhere. I don't know how true that tweet they alleging that the coach of Eyimba, Finidi George, talks say they bring in some players in and he didn't even know Savi the players.
With the sign.
I don't know, like I did talk him now, I don't know how true that statement is because on the quality of waiting in C, I mean, normally no be players where Ingo sign. But this, you think say there is a clash of control or it didn't say interference, don't this, I didn't imagine.
Sawa?
Mm-hmm.
Information with me and you not get concrete.
Yes.
Who not to put mouth into them.
Exactly.
You understand?
I agree with you.
Because a lot of things, they happen inside that place.
Mm.
Make I also shock you.
Mm.
I get first-hand information from that team.
Yeah.
Say, even the coach himself, they divide the playing squad.
Oh, really?
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Like we talk. This one we talk now, not Tatafu.
Thank you.
So Tatafu is welcome. But we're not going to put them out like saying na concrete information.
However,
this one, Tatafu, what you
I was
hear.
Not, I was not expecting a coach of the caliber of Finidi to come out in the public. All of us, we sit down here. We get one issue or the other. We will not like about organizations where will they work with, whether we like it or not.
Okay.
Everything is not working 100% the way we want.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
However, one of the things we make you a good manager, which Uzo is also pointing out too, if you don't have it, you cannot give it.
Mm.
If Finidi too had sat down himself and say, as the manager of this team, he will first of all try in-house to even still sieve those players.
Yeah.
Those people where they sign for you, still see the ones that match the standards you want.
How can you be saying
and
this
use
now?
Them in
how
the
can
team.
You be saying
is
this?
Is he going to sack them?
No vex.
They have been signed.
I have to say this.
Should he even come out himself to even say it, that he did not sign those players?
See, I have to say this.
It's unprofessional of him. He cannot come out to say that.
Now, when Kanu came in, when he was
club
appointed
chairman.
As the chairman.
Yes.
The first thing he did was to tell everybody in the club that
they should reapply
again.
But they debunked that news.
Stop saying they debunked.
They debunked that news.
We know say not true be that.
They debunked it.
Listen now.
They debunked it. There was an official statement that debunked it.
So
what I'm trying to say, here is, Kanu, first of all, let's give him his flower as a former
international. A legend.
You don't do.
But when it comes to football management, before you are appointed, take a clue from Liverpool with Steven Gerrard.
Mm.
Nobody is more Liverpool, I've heard the caller.
That's Steven G.
But the club are taking their time to study him to see if he actually fits into their plans.
Make him progress
to
first.
To see if... He was with Rangers.
Yes.
They said, no, you have won the league with Rangers.
He came to
Premier League. Let's see what you can do
Villa.
In the Premier League. He came.
Mm.
And what happened? And the club will be like, ah, thank God, so we'll not sign him. Now okay. He's in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So what am I trying to say? You don't appoint people based on sentiment. You appoint people because they deserve it.
When Chelsea rush go appoint Lampard based
what,
on...
What happened? That is the point. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I have nothing against Kanu. Kanu made my childhood memorable.
Yeah. Good.
But good. When it comes to football administration, he doesn't have it. Let's see in season two.
For the Super League, Eibar don't come out.
The AFL, Eibar don't come out. And Al Ahly also progressed from that quarterfinals. Mamelodi Sundowns progressed. Wydad Casablanca, of course, they progressed. And Esperance of Tunisia, they also progressed. For the semi-final, we see some games already. Mamelodi Sundowns beat Ahly 1-0. And then Wydad Casablanca, we knock out Eibar, beat Esperance of Tunisia 1-0. The return legs go happen today. And remember, say this tournament is what the winner will go home with $4 million.
Yeah. Imagine what $4 million can do for an NPFL team. Imagine
that's like quarter final. I understand.
With the standard they have as a club, with the level of achievements they have attained, yeah. We can't be saying it's just them.
Worried,
if you set low standard for you, now wait till you go get better. All these teams, we did this semi-final stage, you know what they don't go through. Mm. They don't go through the right process. They have a proper structure. See, Alali no just get here. Five seasons now, I think they have gotten to
CAF Champions League. They have always got into some...
CAF Champions League final. The time aim by save the ring, 2003, 2004, we get perceived where they invest for the club. If you put money for somewhere and you have the proper structure, you get the right results.
Eibar do not have a functional academy.
We are all
they
saying
they don't get they don't get training
they don't
even get training
they don't get training pitch.
This is where we raise the top now. See, in as much as we know, most of our club side in the NPFL, they are not living up to expectation, and it is because of the success level where Eibar don't get. That's why all of us we sit down for this table. They expect more from Eibar.
However, am I really expecting more from Eibar?
Let there be time.
Not expecting anything from any government-run club in this country. Remo Stars, Sporting Lagos, even Duma United, where they like sitting quiet, and every other privately-run club in this country, if not for frustration, they show you examples, say, private ownership might be the best way, because government ownership of clubs in this country, they kill the clubs. You know why? Those people that appoint to run the clubs, they know the creative. They only think of waiting I go collect from here. They don't get sense to run the clubs for this country. And until we have that mind shift, I need to expect anything from any government run club. They are all Bangladesh. During the week, the Ballon d'Or result, the announcer, Lionel Messi, 8 Ballon d'Or title. Out of that 8, me, Sawa, feel say only five. 3, then Dasha. And then Dasha, because of the sentiment where people like Pep Guardiola, they express. Pep Guardiola to say, Messi alone supposed getting own award. Then they supposed to create another award for other players. Is Messi a fantastic player? Absolutely. Messi, Maradona, they're in a class of their own. But then again, if you call this thing award on merit based on performance for the entire season or year, Messi no deserve the 2023 Ballon d'Or award, in my opinion, just like he no deserve the 2010 Ballon d'Or award. But then, it is what it is. Messi don't win 8 Ballon d'Or award. Congratulations to him. He beat Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland. Haaland finished second. Kylian Mbappe finished third. But the talking point for us, for the community here today, because this is the Football Freak podcast, we concentrate on how it concerns Africa. Niger boy Victor Osimhen finished 8th. The first Nigerian to finish for the top 10 in the Ballon d'Or awards. Of course, Kanu Anko finished, I think, 11th or 12th during in time. You understand? I think 1996 or so. But Victor Osimhen finished 8th, beat off every other African for that list. Very big shout out to Victor Osimhen. The question Nana say, with this finish, where Victor Osimhen don't finish, any need for us to host the CAF African Footballer of the Year? That's not the big question. First of all, I guess CD, where they're also making debut for Shomo, where they always make, where they making debut here today with the community. How you doing, guy?
I did. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Good say we have you now because you carry a lot of dollars come. Now with dollar, don't
you? You know, English. Yeah,
yeah. Ah, you know how much you got to send for my dollar account?
Please break it for us, man. Break
Shomo, how far?
You know, I'm very happy to be here today. With this Osimhen thing, I mean, we have to be very happy. Osimhen has done us proud. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, Kvaratskhelia is called King of Napoli. Yeah. But there's really only one King of Napoli, and that's Osimhen. Mm-hmm. Because without Osimhen's goals, there's no Napoli Serie A title. Mm-hmm. You can't, the Napoli would not have won that title without Osimhen. Mm-hmm. And then even this season now that you can see Osimhen with injury, you can see that it's also
Napoli
affecting
struggle.
Their form. So Osimhen and that Napoli victory, for me, I think it's without any doubt, it should be the CAF African Player of the Year. But knowing CAF and knowing their history with us, Nigeria, please don't put it past them.
No, which one be the CAF their history with us, Nigeria? You know, Nigerians don't win the African Football of the Year. Mokuno take
how many of them?
Kano Wanko, Victor Ikpeba, what should be their name now? What did he come on?
So I don't forget them because we know they don't be much of Victor them. Even how many times they don't rob us?
Emmanuel Amunike. Did Rashidi Akeni win the African Football of the Year? You know, but at least we don't win them. I know say we will look back at Mikel Obi,
JJ
Okocha, sure. And all of that. But at least Nigerians, some of them don't win them. So I don't know the history where Shomo they talk. Justin, what do you think? First of all, I
think.
But so we start from Victor Osimhen, eight.
Okay, eight. I think Insop was day six. The politics where they involve.
Really?
Even me at a point, I don't understand this Ballon d'Or.
Oh, really?
Because Messi, to me, no deserver. I remember last time when we were there on this table, I talk say, Osimhen stand a fair chance. But I can't believe I say that fair chance, then come out and from Osimhen.
No, but nobody to win Ballon d'Or.
See,
Osimhen, you know, no.
Wait,
no,
see, no. It be okay. Like say every year, the criteria, I know they stay straight. For me, Osimhen should be among the top five. Okay. If you finish at most fifth.
Okay.
But as he finished eighth, yes, I did happy because now one of us, now Nigerian, and they do well for the first time in how many? In forever.
In forever.
He finished eighth. Yeah. And he's not slowing down. Yeah. He's continuing that. Mm-hmm. Now, more bring him down to CAF. Like someone talk with the politics where they go on. Mm-hmm. We don't see, they don't rob us with JJ. Mm. How we sure say they're not going to rob us again this time?
Although, the first time when JJ missed the African Football of the Year in 1998, when he lose to Mustafa Hadji. Remember, saying Nigeria played for the African Cup of Nations that year, and Mustafa Hadji played for African Cup of Nations. And Mustafa Hadji actually did very instrumental to Morocco's success that year, you know, both for the AFCON and their exploit for the France 98 World Cup. Unfortunately, because of political issues, the then General Sani Abacha regime, Unogo, 96 and 98 Nations Cup. So maybe on that ground, 1998, if it just excuse Mustafa Hadji, but 2003, 2004, with Samuel Eto'o beat JJ Okocha, I fit agree with those ones.
So now the thing we talk with is because now as it stands, no need to just do the award again, just kind of give Osimhen. Because if we say the best in the world, and you come eighth in best in the world, with no, the close contender.
Ballon d'Or, Ballon d'Or
is the world. Is the world
Ballon d'Or.
Highly acceptable in the world, Sawa.
Okay.
Highly
acceptable. Why you can't doubt say Messi no suppose? Why you can't say Messi no suppose?
Highly, wait, see.
If you say highly acceptable, now you use your word.
Last time you come
highly acceptable.
Now,
if he's highly acceptable, why are you not saying Messi does not deserve to win
it? Regarding the award, it is highly acceptable.
Okay.
Now, Messi winning a record extending 8th trophy award is not it.
You are contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not contradicting
myself. No, it's not.
I think,
he's
making a clear
statement.
Wait.
He's making a clear
statement. You said the magazine is highly accepted.
True.
Yes. In the world,
yes, which is true,
Now they now made Messi the world. It's not that they made Messi won
because he deserves it.
You think Messi deserved this 8th Ballon d'Or?
Yes.
Why?
He won the World Cup.
Yeah.
And
he came out as the best player in the World Cup.
And yes. The World Cup now 4-week tournament.
It is the World Cup.
It
is not the Nation
League.
The Ballon d'Or.
It is the World Cup.
Listen first. Yeah. The Ballon d'Or. Now, how many months did he consider? How many months performance did he consider?
The calendar year.
And Messi get just one outstanding 4 weeks.
Please, then, why do we, when it comes to Messi, why do we always have this exception? Like, why do we always have this, I have noticed when it comes to Messi, there's always this, is it not just this one? Is it not just this
maybe
tournament?
When it comes to Messi.
That is what I have noticed about most football fans, especially those who do not
actually know about this football award.
So all I'm trying to say here is, the Ballon d'Or, this award now we just witnessed, to me, Messi deserves it.
Uzo.
Back to our Osimhen story.
Okay.
First of all, commendable. I love the fact that we, for the first time, our football, we have somebody who is actually representing us. And let's not forget, shout out to Rema. He performed for that event. So, shout out to Rema. It's not easy. But back to it.
But then,
if you remember the last podcast.
Wait, first. Now, as you don't say shout out to Rema, I'm going to say shout out to Bona. We could say shout out to OBO.
Yeah,
because all of them don't perform. Bona, Champions League final, OBO, World Cup final.
Swiss. You say perform for with tennis league. So since everybody do shout out.
No, Wiz go perform for which one are we?
No, Wiz perform for tennis league, national World Tennis League.
No,
perform
for
Dubai.
Football.
But everything I win for Nigeria. So what I'm trying to say here is the last podcast we had, I told you guys that Osimhen would not win. Not that he's not a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player. But when it comes to football, there's more to football aside just scoring goals. Mm-hmm. There's also the business part of football, which brands would always want to associate themselves with. They will want to give a player whose brand is, who can sell their product for them well. If you give,
Would
Haaland not make a good fit?
Who?
Haaland.
That's Haaland would have. I told them the last time we were here. Listen, exactly. I'm just trying to tell you why these are some of the reasons why Osimhen might not win this
award. You think Osimhen is not marketable?
It is now that he's doing it. Now that he's trying to be more active on social media. I think now he's doing it. Yeah. But before now, he was silent.
I don't want to bring in this part, but you know, that is one other part, especially when it comes to African players, African teams. Mm. They are seen as less marketable than their European counterparts for obvious reasons.
Mm.
And I mean, it would be a bit somehow if you have an African player lifting Ballon d'Or. It has happened before. Because he had just an exceptional, there's no way you could hide that.
Mm.
So, but if you see with other players, even other African players have had exceptional years, it's still always a dicey situation. They are not always convinced about giving them this award. So,
because of these factors, I'm trying to state, I was stating out for you.
Let's narrow it down now. No, digress from our question. I'll come back to you, Shamu. With this 8th position finish, I think the next African on that list was Riyad Mahrez. If we get a rundown of that list, sharp. But the next African for that list, they outside the top 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
You understand? With this now, Shea, unarguably, Victor Osimhen, now the African footballer of the year in waiting, can we boldly say that?
If all things are equal. Yes.
All things equal,
but unfortunately,
a
lot of things happen. There are journalists that vote, there are people that vote, for example.
Mm.
We will not be, obviously, we can't speak for those people that vote.
Mm.
If Bono is the one who finished second, must not forget Morocco got to the
semifinals of the World Cup.
I mean, that's
fantastic. Nigeria even qualified.
Exactly. So they may look at it as, okay, what's the impact with Osimhen this season and his national team?
Yeah.
Not just his club side.
Mm.
So that's another thing as well. So when you look at, Bono also lifted the Europa League, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, with
Sevilla.
So yes, he has something to say as well. But I still feel that Osimhen did something that was phenomenal.
So if Osimhen win
the Italian Serie A, Bono cancel him with Sevilla Europa League. No, more could be realistic.
More realistic.
If Osimhen win Italian Serie A, Bono equal or cancel that title with also winning Europa League.
Yeah.
Now, Bono play for the World Cup semi-final, Osimhen no qualify. So on that standard, you know, to say Bono deserve African Football of the Year ahead of Osimhen. Moro not only play World Cup, Morocco become the first African team to play for the semi-final of the World Cup. Nigeria never ever reached the quarter-final before. And Nigeria don't qualify. So you think, say, Osimhen still deserve to be African Football of the Year?
Sawa, for the team of the year, yes, Mo Guiva Morocco. That one, no doubt.
No, I talk of player, African footballer of the year. Can you beat your chest and say Osimhen has been the best African footballer for this year?
For this year, yes. I can beat my chest, Sawa.
No, what happens to Bono?
I can. See, the same thing
what happens
for
to Bono?
What happens to Bono? Yes, he made his mark. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was instrumental in his own way.
Yes.
But we know, not let me not say we know, more preference is paid to the goal scorers.
So, what happened to the goalkeeper?
Forward, is right? How many times where defenders don't carry
Fabio Cannavaro win the World Best Footballer 2006?
Since then, since him, who won?
So, that is the bias towards strikers as well. What happened to the goalkeeper?
The goalkeeper do their job, but it boils down to defender helping the goalkeeper. Unarguably for me, Osimhen is the best in Africa at the moment and is well deserved for him. Well deserved.
Nigeria,
yes, in as much as
African
African award over the course of him.
I don't want that issue of they robbed us again.
And Adia will go end the show today. Aba don't disgrace us for the continent. They don't come out for the calf competition, all even this one we didn't give them, dash them, AFL. They don't crash out already. Maybe they collect the one they don't collect, go rest. But how long this disgrace will continue? Now, waiting will they ask? Appoint the right people, run the club like a business, maybe just to come there, come find what you go for thief. This now, Football Africa podcast with Sawa Dinho and the community. Enjoy.